A bipartisan group of senators is pushing to keep the moratorium banning drilling for gas and oil in the Great Lakes. Among them is Democrat Russ Feingold of Wisconsin. He's optimistic the moratorium will be extended from next year to 2007, but he says the energy lobby is opposed to the extension.
Oh yeah, the oil industry would love to drill in all kinds of places, not only Alaska, but our coast, and they even have a desire to drill in places like Lake Michigan and Lake Huron. In 2001, the oil and gas drilling was actually slated to begin in Lake Michigan and Lake Huron, and it was in response to that threat that we passed this moratorium. So we do have opponents, but we also have friends on both sides of the aisle.
Most Great Lakes states already have tight controls or bans on drilling in the lakes, including Michigan. Michigan Geological Division Chief Harold Fitch says drilling has gone from an uproar 4 years ago to a non-issue now. Even so, he says there are reservoirs of gas and oil under the Great Lakes.
We have seven producing wells, producing from reservoirs that are beneath the Great Lakes. We suspect there are other reservoirs out there.
While Wisconsin and Minnesota don't appear to have reservoirs off their shores, Fitch says other states, including Indiana and Ohio, have potential for offshore drilling. Meanwhile, as Congress is considering extending the moratorium, Canada has 500 natural gas wells operating in Lake Erie. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.